最近看到不少清除外来物种的视频号。
I recently saw a lot of videos about removing invasive species.
什么福寿
What is happiness?
罗清道夫
Blue kingdom.
巴西龟等等
Tortoises, turtles, and other reptiles.
与此同时
At the same time,
又想起前阵子看的一部
I was just reminded of a movie I saw recently.
今年刚上映的电影《公民义警》
The movie Citizen Ideology, which was just released this year.
这部电影很火。
People love watching Chinese language movies.
也很有争议。
It is also controversial.
据说已经被欧洲很多国家禁播。
It is said that it has been banned in many European countries.
前者是自然生态中的外来物种。
The latter is an invasive species in the natural environment.
后者是现实社会中的移民问题。
The latter is the issue of immigration in the real society.
看似毫无关系。
Seemingly unrelated.
却让我想到一个共同的问题。
But it made me think of a common problem.
共生的边界。人与动植物最大的区别在于拥有理性思考能力。
The biggest difference between humans and animals living in symbiosis is that they have the ability to think rationally.
能够遵守法律。
Comply with the law.
也能够主动融入新的环境。
Can also proactively adapt to new environments.
然而
However,
现实中的确有一些宗教具有极端排他性的思想。
In reality, there are indeed some religions with extreme exclusivist ideas.
它不满足于与你共存。
It doesn't just want to coexist with you.
它只希望你认同它。
It only wants you to agree with it.
甚至皈依它。
Even convert to it.
如果你不认同。
If you don't agree,
它就要改变你
It will change you,
甚至消灭你
even eliminate you.
历史上很多冲突往往不是因为文化不同
Historically, many conflicts were not caused by cultural differences.
而是因为有人认为世界只有一个真理
Instead, because some people believe that there is only one truth in the world.
并且已由他们掌握
And they have mastered it.
这是极度危险的思想。
This is a very dangerous idea.
无论是对个人还是集体，历史上的宗教战争。
Whether it is religious wars in personal or collective history.
如此。
Therefore,
许多意识形态冲突也是如此。
Many ideological conflicts are the same.
我始终赞同我们古人讲的四个字。
I have always agreed with the four words that our ancients said.
入乡随俗
Adapt to local customs.
入乡随俗
Adapt to local customs.
不是放弃自己
Not giving up on yourself.
而是尊重他人
Respect others.
我们可以保留自己的语言、饮食
We can preserve our own language, diet.
节日、信仰
Festivals
但当一个人选择来到一个新的国家
But when a person chooses to come to a new country
一个新的社会
A new society
就应当尊重这里已经形成的法律、秩序与公共价值
We should respect the existing legal order and public values here
如果一个社会接纳了你、为你提供安全
If a society accepts you for providing safety,
教育
education,
医疗和发展的机会
medical and development opportunities,
你最起码应当尊重这个社会
you should at least respect this society,
而不是要求这个社会按照你的方式重新来过
instead of asking this society to restart according to your way,
遗憾的是
Unfortunately,
现实中总有一些极端思想并不满足于和平共处。
In reality, there are always some extreme ideas that do not satisfy peaceful coexistence.
他们把包容视为机会。
They see inclusivity as an opportunity.
把尊重当作可以利用的漏洞。
Exploit respect.
他们要求别人尊重自己。
They demand that others respect them.
却拒绝尊重他人。
But refuse to respect others.
甚至试图用自己的价值体系去改造原本包容自己的社会。
Even attempted to reshape the society that had once been tolerant of them, using their own value system.
一个社会的危险。
A society's danger.
不是有人与你不同。
It's not that someone is different from you.
而是有人根本不允许你不同。文明可以容纳差异。
However,Some people completely forbid you from having different cultures,
却无法容纳否定差异。
However, it cannot accommodate differences.
存在权利的思想。
The idea of the right to exist.
很多人喜欢谈包容。
Many people like to talk about inclusion.
我也赞成包容。
I also support inclusion.
因为没有包容。
Because of lack of tolerance,
就没有文明的发展。
There is no civilization without development.
没有包容。
No tolerance.
也不会有今天不同文化之间的交流与融合。
There would also be no cross-cultural exchange and integration between different cultures today.
站在更高的历史维度来看。
From a higher historical perspective,
人类本就是在不断迁徙
Humans are constantly migrating
扩张融合中走到今天的从民族迁徙到帝国扩张
From expansion and fusion to today's migration and empire expansion
从丝绸之路到大航海时代
From the Silk Road to the age of exploration
从古代战争到今天的全球化文明之间的交流
From the exchange between ancient warfare and today's globalized civilization,
从未停止，变化
never stop changing,
不可避免，融合
inevitable fusion,
也是历史规律
it is also a historical law.
一个社会如果拒绝一切外来文化
a society that rejects all foreign cultures,
他终将失去活力。
He will eventually lose his vitality.
但如果连极端排他的思想都毫无原则的包容。
But if even extreme and exclusive ideas are treated with a completely principled tolerance,
那么最终失去的恰恰就是包容本身。
Ultimately, what is lost is tolerance itself.
这正是道德经讲的物极必反。
This is the extreme of moral preaching.
没有边界的善意。
Unbounded kindness.
最后往往会伤害善良的人。
Ultimately, it often harms good people.
没有原则的宽容。
Tolerance without principles.
最后往往会纵容极端。
Ultimately, it often leads to the indulgence of extremism.
这也是为什么佛教中有菩萨心肠。
This is also why Buddhism, as the concept of Bodhisattva,
也有金刚手段的原因。
There are also reasons for the golden method.
所以我始终认为
I have always believed that
一个高度成熟的文明
a highly developed civilization
可以欢迎不同的文化
welcome different cultures
可以尊重不同的信仰
respect different beliefs
可以接纳不同的生活方式
Accept different lifestyles
但绝不能接纳那些否定法律
But absolutely cannot accept those who deny the law
破坏秩序
Disrupt order
拒绝共存鼓吹排
Reject the coexistence propaganda
他的极端思想包容是文明的美德
His extreme tolerance includes the virtues of civilization.
守住底线。
Defend the bottom line.
则是文明得以延续的前提。
This is the prerequisite for civilization to continue.
如果一个文明连自己的底线都不敢守护，
If a civilization cannot even defend its own bottom line,
那么它最终失去的将不仅仅是秩序。
So, you will not only lose order, but also,
更是包容本身。
Also, it is inclusive.
或许2026年将成为人类文明最为重要的转折点。
Perhaps 2026 will be the most important turning point in human civilization.
我们将有幸见证这一切的发生。
We will be fortunate to witness this.